morning. My name is Fred Persinger II. I am the program director for the Big Dog, 99.5 WJLS, and the WJLS News Network. I regret to inform our listeners this morning that Reverend Tommy Mounts has passed away. He passed away on Father's Day, June the 16th. Our condolences go out to the family. The Reverend Tommy Mounts has been a part of Sunday morning programming here on WJLS for around 40 years. The family would like to thank everyone for their support and contributions to the program over the years. Let us remember this wonderful servant of God as we air his last program.
And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and good morning to you. I trust today that you are receiving the broadcast. We're very sorry that we couldn't be off last week because of technical problems, but we're so glad today that we're alive and we're with you and we're enjoying the beautiful blessings of God. Well, let's get our broadcast started today by doing this song here. Very suiting, it says, One Day at a Time.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be, all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me today do everything that I have to do. Yesterday gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Or do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, as you're looking below, worse now than then. They're pushing and shoving. It's crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me today to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Well, that's the way we got to take life, is just one day at a time. We're so glad today for you. And we appreciate you. You know, we miss being on the broadcast. And when those things happen, they just have to happen. So we're so very sorry for that. But we're trusting today that we are alive and coming into your homes with a beautiful message of Something to Believe In. Well, let's get our broadcast started with this song right here. And this is an old one, but I know you're going to like it. And this one says, The Old Ship Is I. We'll do this in memory of Harry Weigel.
Is that I was standing on the banks of the river, looking out over life's troubled sea, when I saw an old ship that was sailing. Is that the old ship beside?
might see in its hall was bent and battered from the storms of life I could see. Ways were rough, but that old ship was steady. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? At the stern of the ship stands the captain. I can hear as he calls out my name. Get on board, it's the old ship of Zion, and it may never pass this way again. As I step on board, I'll be leaving all my sorrows and heartaches behind. I'll be safe with Jesus the captain, sailing out on the old ship of Zion, sailing out on the old ship of Zion.
Well, let's remember Carmetta Weigel. She'll be going for surgery this coming week. And let's remember all the sick and shut in. We're so glad today that we're able to report that our health is fairly decent and we're able to continue the ministry on the radio broadcast. Remember myself and remember Martha. And remember us. Remember our churches. Now, tonight we'll be starting revival with Brother Jimmy Mitchell. It'll be started at the Painter's Chapel tonight at 7 o'clock. And for the next two nights, we'll be there at Painter's Chapel. And then the next two nights after that, we'll move over to James Chapel, have two nights there. And Brother Jimmy Mitchell will be our evangelist. And many of you know Jimmy around this area and around the different areas. So come out and be with us. Our church is located on Route 20, just this side of Athens. And then the other one is out on True Road at James Chapel. So we're looking forward for you to come in and being with us in those services. Well, let's go right back right now and let Martha do this song for us. And this says, Terry Here a Little While Longer.
It must have been a sad day for all his disciples when Jesus was going away. But as he rose through the clouds, he left this message: I'll come back for you this same way. Tarry here a little while, my brother. Tarry here and work while it's day. Tarry here, it won't be much longer till I come back to take you away. Now this road that I travel sometimes gets so rocky. It seems like I just can't go on. But the thought cheers my heart with, I stop to remember, very soon now we're all
Let's remember Steve Lilly in that song. Appreciate Steve. We received a letter from him last week, and we appreciate Louise and James Ellison, and also Betty and Ernest Atkins. They're all awfully good to help us here on the broadcast. And then Barry and Patty Harper, and let's remember them. He has a couple of aunts that are in the nursing home, and this is a bad situation, but this is one of the things that happens to us, and we appreciate them. We appreciate all of you that stand with us in the radio ministry. The ministry is very important to a lot of people. We don't really call a lot of names, but yet we're thinking about you. Calvin Adelphia Lemon, we're always thinking about them. Calvin, he's had a terrible time with a stroke, and Adelphia is taking care of him. And Adelphia, we're thinking about you all the time. So we appreciate all of you folks and you people that write to us and different ones that write to us and encourage us to continue the radio ministry. So let's go right back right now and listen to this song.
This little boy spoke the world in its place. The sun and the moon shines brightly on them. The earth and the sun was created by him. A wonder. A wonder, oh how could it be that God became flesh and was given for me? The Almighty came down and walked among men. The wonders, the wonders, he died for my sin. Wonders as she looked down and smiled that he was her maker as well as her child. He created the womb that had given him birth. He was God incarnate, came down to earth. The wonder of wonders. Oh, how can it be that God became flesh and was given for me? The Almighty came down and walked among men. The wonder, the wonder, he died for my sin. Wonders as she heard his small cry, this voice that thundered at Mount Sinai. His small hand she held so tenderly, had made a dry path through the mighty Red Sea. The wonder, a wonder. Oh, how could it be that God became flesh and was given for me? wonder, a wonder. Oh, how could it be that God became flesh and was here once for me? The Almighty came then and walked among men. The wonder, the wonder, He died for my sin.
Well, we've been talking in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 17. Paul is writing to the church. Rome is in control of the world, and Christians are being persecuted. Billy Graham made this statement: "We are living in the darkest time of all of our history. Never has there been a time like this time. Our newspapers, our televisions, our daily reminding us of the world conditions. Some of the great men with the intellect are trying to discover just what is going on in the world today." That statement's been made many times. What is going on in the world today? A lot of mysteries. And the Bible says in verse 7, "For the mysteries of iniquity doth already work, only to all who will let, until he be taken out of the way." And it is working today. There is a work now of the spirit of lawlessness, crime, and sex and violence in the world today. And you know, we sometimes wonder, what in the world is going on? Well, if we read the Bible, we can understand that we are living in the time of the Antediluvian time. The Antediluvian time was a time when people cared not for God. They did the way that they wanted to do. They lived the way they wanted to live, and they did the things that they wanted to do. And I believe very sincerely today that that's the same thing that's going on in the world today. People are living their own way. They're not concerned about God. They only concerned about God on Sunday morning when they go to Sunday school and they go to church. But I hate to say this. I don't like to say this out of remorse or envy or strife, but it's sad that people forget God as soon as the doors open, and the pastors give the benediction. We go out the door, and we're living the same old way that we've always lived. We paid our dues, so to speak. We've gone to church. We've sat very attentively. We've listened to the preacher, and we've amened him every now and then, and we've applauded him, and we've done everything that we ought to do. But then when we go outside, then all that ends. We forget sometimes what we've heard. I preach a sermon sometime talking about taking home a doggy bag. And some of the message we take home with us, some of it we just leave at the church. But, my friend, we need to realize that we're living in a dark, dark time. There's a lot of problems out there today, and a lot of situations out there today that we're faced with that we don't understand what's going on. Well, we know and realize that we're living in a dark time. At the midnight time, the cry was made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." And you know, it was in Matthew 25, we find that story of the bridegroom and the bridesmaids waiting for the coming of Christ. And the parable instructs us of the perils of intralism. And we are living in a time when there's intralism. We're confused. We're mixed up. We're trying to take the eternal things, internal things that are inside of us, and we're trying to make them into spiritualism. And that just won't work. We've either got to be led by the Spirit of God or be fed by the Spirit of God, or we are none of His. We may put on the dog sometime. We may fool some people sometime, but you can't fool God at no time. You see, they were foolish. They that were foolish, they took their lamps, but they took no oil. And I preached a sermon on that not long ago on the radio, how that people would take the word of God, but they take no spirit within them. And you know, the Bible said, "Be ye filled with the Spirit of God." And we, our lamps cannot burn. We cannot shine like the beacon that God wants us to be, without any oil. And a lot of people are dominant again, the spirit-filled life. But the spirit-filled life is very important in our life because it tells us and instructs us how to live. They were foolish, and they all took their lamps, but they took no oil with them. And you know, that's a sign of the end time. We're very materialistically Christians, but on the outside, but on the inside, we're as a bunch of raving wolves. We're just not what we ought to be, if you will pardon the expression, on the outside as we are on the inside. Five were wise and five were otherwise. And you know, we can be like that. We can be wise or we could be otherwise. We can have other plans, other ideals, other means and methodism and of the way that we ought to live for God, but we got to live according to the Word of God. Paul said that they were ignorant, having little or no knowledge, not knowing anything, not aware of the Word of God. He used the word ignore, to pay no attention to or take no notice of. And you know, they were ignorant concerning the knowledge of the law of God. The law of God is without repentance. And if we either ignore the law of God or we keep the law of God. Paul said, I do not want you to be ignorant. He was speaking of ignorance about spiritual matters. Today the world is full of such ignorance. We don't have the intellect. We don't have the knowledge, the know-how, or the ability, because that know-how and ability comes from Almighty God. And a lot of people today, and I hate to say this like this, I don't think that they're fully convinced or condemned by the Word of God, but they're condemned by their own words, by their own actions, and by their own means of doing things like they said they were going to do. Jesus said some will not see this. Every Christian has a hope of seeing Him. That's the hope that we have within us. The songwriter wrote the song, Face to Face I Shall See Him. Face to Face with Christ my Savior. Face to Face, what will it be? When with the rapture I behold Him, Jesus Christ who died for me. I expect to see the Lord Jesus Christ someday. I expect to know Him. I expect to bow at His feet. I hope to have some trophies also to lay at His feet, because I'm going to see the Lord. I'm going to see Jesus. I'm not in no hurry to die. I'm enjoying life. I'm enjoying the blessings and the privileges of life and all that I can. But when I leave this world, I've got another world to attend. And when I get there, I'm going to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I just wonder if Christ should come back today. How would it be? How would it be? Well, it'd be a great many people would be greatly surprised. Many preachers would be surprised. A lot of preachers standing in the pulpit preaching on the second coming of Christ. If Christ would come, that would be a great surprise. Many church members who sat in the pew listening to the preacher, they would be surprised also. If He came tonight, how would you find yourself? How would you find, in what condition would you find yourself? Well, Timothy says in Timothy 4:3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Jude chapter in verse 3 said, earnestly contending for the faith. In verse 4 he said that the enemy has crept in unaware. And then he goes on to say, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. That was also, that was spoken in Revelations chapter 2 and verse 10. And we are living in a time of the antediluvian time. I said that a while ago, but I really believe that. We're trying to serve God and serve manna also. We're trying to get all the gusto out of life that we can get, and we don't realize that the gusto doesn't come out of the naturalism of life. It comes from the spiritual side of God. And today, we can be either guided by God, we can be ignored by God, or we can be accepted by God. And the only ones that will be accepted of God is the ones who have proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ. Without the proclaiming of the gospel of Jesus Christ, what in the world is going on? My friend, what's going on with you? What's going on with me? What's going on in the world today? I'll tell you what's going on in the world today, because sin is allowed. We have forgot the picture of sin. Sin is a destroyer. Sin will destroy you. It'll take you farther than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. So today we need to be prepared, because we know not the day, we know not the hour when the coming of the Son of Man is. But the Bible said, watch and be ready, for we know not the time nor the hour. Jesus Christ told us to watch and be ready. Are you watching? Are you ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ?
There'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. There'll be no tears in her eyes in that throne room. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of home. I've lost a loved one. Well, I know you have too. No, we don't know the answer, but God's Word said it's true. We're still full of questions, still caught off of guard. When we drive to the graveside and our loved ones let down, but there'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. There'll be no tears in her eyes in that throne room. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of home. Why, you know life on this old earth, why, it's very short at its very best. You see, we're going to run out of living in these fragile old tents. Oh, but there's a brighter day that's coming in that land of no night, where we'll be present just with Jesus. And you know then, everything's going to be all right. Oh, there'll be no graves on the hillsides.
Well, I hate to butt in there, but we need to close the broadcast. We're so glad today that you're there and we're able to bring in the broadcast into your home. I trust today that the broadcast is coming your way. We're sorry for last weekend, but we trust today that everything is well. Father, we pray for the sick to shut in. We pray for those, God, who need help, who need your helping hand, just to kind of guide them through another day, another hour, another moment. And, Lord, you're a great God, and we appreciate you, and we thank you for all that you do through the people to help us maintain this broadcast. Well, neighbor, has been good to be with you. Now, don't forget, tonight we start revival with Brother Jimmy Mitchell at Painter's Chapel. We start at 7 o'clock. Special singing. He'll be bringing the message in. That's tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Painter's Chapel. And then the next two nights will be at James Chapel. And Brother Jimmy will be preaching and singing. Youth night is on the last night. We're looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to a great time. Well, pray for us. Martha and I both need your prayer. We're praying for you. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering. Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.